have Mrs. George Wallace for the president?
Just a minute.
Hello?
Mr. President, Mrs. Wallace.
Yes.
Mr. President,
yes,
Mrs.
Ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Wallace, I just wanted you to know that we were terribly concerned about shooting of your husband, and
yes,
we just hope that and pray that everything goes well. I remember the time we had that nice visit down in Alabama.
Yes, sir. I thought you'd get your white suit after that trip.
Yeah, that's right. But how are things going?
Well, he's doing very well. He's still conscious, and I wasn't too concerned, but he doesn't have much feeling, and he's not able to move from his waist down, so that's concerned.
But they don't have the, they haven't a test on that yet. Are they going to, what, they're x-raying or what?
Yes, sir, and the x-ray shows a bullet against his backbone. I don't know whether it penetrated it or not. But they're most concerned now about the liver involvement and bleeding from the liver, so.
He is conscious.
Yes, sir. I told him I was coming in here to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How's his spirit?
Well, that's what I'm, you know, I just.
Well, you tell him to just keep his spirit and
tell him that
all of us people in politics have got to expect that some dangers, and that that Mrs. Nixon and I both send our very best wishes, and you can be sure we'll remember him in our thoughts and our prayers.
Well, we appreciate it very much, and I appreciate you calling him. It'll mean a lot to him.
And you'll tell him directly that I called, will you please?
I told him before I left that I was coming to talk to you, and so he knew it, and it means a lot to him, and we do appreciate you calling.
Well, you got to say one thing for him. He's a fighter.
Well, he's liable to be out there running against you in November.
That's right. You can tell him a little history. Theodore Roosevelt, you know, was shot.
Yes.
When he was campaigning as a third-party candidate in the final election.
Yes, sir.
And he went on and finished his speech. Of course, he was shot in the shoulder.
Yes, sir.
Tell him the politicians are too tough to. Unless they hit him a little better than this guy was.
Yes, sir. He didn't have the best name in the world, but he might have done him a little damage. But I think he's going to be all right. And I told him, I said, I'd tell you, he'd probably be out there running against him.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.